not expressing a great time in Hamilton while you were here?
Well, you know, last year was a tough year for me, personally, and we decided to start a new chapter, and we went home to Sweden, and for me it was not a big deal. Now I'm back here again, 1 year older and more experienced, so try to be a better hockey player this year and see what happens.
What about, though, the comments about Hamilton? Were those things that were said in frustration? Were those things that you experienced? Tell me about those things that...
Well, I guess when I'm talking in Swedish, the Swedish newspaper, a couple of guys from here put my words in Google Translate, and you know, the text is like a new text. It's not my words. Well, I don't know what your text you were meaning about, but, you know... I was frustrated, and you know, it's not normal to come back home. I want to be here, and I want to spend my year here. But you know, you have to make quick decisions, and that's it.
One other thing about that for me, one of the comments was that about your coaching, there was no system here. Was one of the translations? Was that a fair statement that you had said?
No, what I was saying is like Swedish is all about system. It's another game. It's another everything's. It's not even the same game. So what I say was, it's a big different. Here it's a little bit more, you know, guys are running around a little bit, and it's not a big deal. Swedish is more like structing or whatever you say, yeah. And it's all about system, so that's not a big deal.
So what about coming down this year then? I know you want to be with Montreal, but are you content to be here for now? Are you okay to be here for now? What's your feeling about being in Hamilton now?
I'm definitely okay to be here now. It's no problem. We'll see what happens. I'm here to be a better hockey player. I'm here to help the team to win, and we go from there.
There were some other specific things, though, in that post where you said you felt threatened in the city. You called Hamilton.
Yeah, I guess I don't say that. I'm pretty sure I didn't say that because I'm living in Burlington, and Burlington's a real nice area. So
okay, because I had someone who speaks Swedish actually translate it and not just do it through Google Translate.
Okay.
And there were some other specific things about how unemployment in the city was 33% and things like that. Things are just not correct.
Well, you know, it's Swedish journalists are very, like, they jump on you right away and they ask you questions. And if you're standing with, like, 20 different journalists and it's questions everywhere, you know, I never said a word. I had no idea whose money is not working here. I have no clue about it, so I never said that.
Okay. So you're saying that what they produce.
I never comment anything about people in Hamilton. I'm not going to comment anything about the city. I was living in Burlington. I don't know how's many working there. I don't know how's many without work. I have no idea. I'm here for playing hockey, and what happens last year is past now, and I'm looking forward for this season.
Will you be, as I say, I know you wanted to be in Montreal, so are you planning to be here? If you had to be here for the year, if that was Montreal's plan, will you be here for the year?
Well, I said, we go from now, we'll see what happens. I don't know, it's hard to say, because, you know, in this world, things happen so fast. I might be called up, I don't know if I'm doing it well, I have no idea. I'm here now, I'm going to St. John today, so we'll see what happens.
Just one more. We're good? Thanks.
Thanks.